Jeremiah, Shear number 26, chapter 11. So we all know the 13 attributes of mercy: Hashem, Hashem, Keil, Rachem, Ruchanan, Arach, Hapayim, Rav Chesed, V'Emes. We know we sing it very nicely on Yom Kippur and throughout Slicha's time. Arach Hapayim, Hashem is slow to anger. Well, you definitely got to give credit where credit's due. Hashem is definitely slow to anger, because here he goes again in chapter 11, giving another message for Jeremiah to tell the people, hear the words of this covenant and speak them to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim and say to them, thus says Hashem, Ko Amar Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel. I think this addition to the God of Israel is because we've just mentioned in the previous chapter about the foolishness of worshipping other gods, and he's reminding them that they have a unique relationship with Hashem. He is their God, and therefore there's no need to go searching for other gods because they have one. Aru ha'ish, harsh words. Cursed is the person, asher lo yishma divrei habris hazot, who will not listen, pay attention to the words of this covenant that I commanded your forefathers on the day when I took them out of the land of Egypt. So you owe me. I've looked after you for a very long time. Why are you abandoning me to the love of these false gods and their people? Not just Egypt, but it was Kor HaBarzel, the iron crucible. It was painful, it was difficult. And what did I say to your ancestors? Shimul Bakoli, Va'asisa Mosam, listen to my voice and fulfill the commandments, according to all that I command you. And what was the point of all that? V'yisem Lila'am, you will be my people, and I will be your God. And what was the point of all that? In order, leman, hakimes hashavua asher nishbati la'avoseichem, so that I could fulfill the promise that I swore to your forefathers, to give them a land flowing with zavas chalav udvash, flowing with milk and honey, as this very day. And I responded, Amen Hashem. Hashem then said to me, back to Jeremiah, proclaim all these words to the cities of Judah and in the streets of Shalim, saying, another speech, and you just got a feeling that Jeremiah's thinking, maybe like, what's the point? I've tried this, and we've read about this in the previous 10 chapters. Hear the words of the covenant and fulfill them. For I've repeatedly warned your forefathers on the day they brought them out of the land of Egypt. Again, Hashem is appealing to the sense of history, to the sense of identity. Know who you are. You are the descendants of those that I rescued. And I've warned you loads of times, listen to my voice, but they didn't listen. And do not incline their ear. And everybody went after what they wanted. I brought them up all the words of this covenant that I commanded them to fulfill, but they did not fulfill. Now, part of our relationship with Hashem is, if we do the right thing, then we experience life as his chosen people, and it's all wonderful. But there's a clause in the covenant that if we mess up, then Hashem will punish us. So now too, Jeremiah was to warn them that their failure to obey the covenant would result in punishment. It's not simply you can choose to do nothing and then nothing happens. But because of their sins, now the punishment is going to be greater and greater and more intense. But the people have gone after idols, abandoned God, don't show any connection. And as for you, Jeremiah, again, we had the same thing earlier in the text. Al tispalel ba'ata amhazah. No, don't do what then it comes naturally to a prophet of God and pray for these people. Don't raise up your voice in prayer. Ki eineni shomea. I'm not listening when they call to me because of their misfortune. We can't just call out to Hashem when things go bad. If you want a proper relationship, it's got to be all the time, not just when you want to kvetch. And let's see how he responds. But till tomorrow, have a lovely day. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Rosh Chodesh. Take care.